It's stories from Theo and Matt.
So it's Theo and Matt podcast. So this is a little golden book. I might be able to read it by myself if Dad corrects me. Yeah, whatever. So, you want to start now? Let's go.
Hey, what are you doing?
Step aside.
Ah, Theo, welcome back to the Theo and Matt podcast. What book you got there?
You have to find out.
Well, they're going to know. You may as well tell them.
M-O-A-N-A.
What does that spell? Today we are going to read something very special. What is it, Theo?
Moana.
Moana. Boy, we love this movie and we hope it's going to be an awesome book. So, Theo, it looks like you are ready to take the reins. It looks like you want to get into it.
Let's just go. She was little, Moana of Motunui loved the ocean.
Yeah, she's a baby, just sitting on the sand looking at the ocean.
Also, she loved listening to Grandma's tales.
She also loved listening to Grandma tell us stories. Moana's favourite was about the trickster.
The trickster demigod, Maui, who stole the heart of Mother Island, Te Fiti. Even when she was little, Moana of Motunui loved the ocean. Also, she loved listening to Grandma Tala's stories. Moana's favourite was about the trickster demigod Maui, who stole the heart of Te Fiti.
Wow, I wonder what demigod Maui looks like. According to Grandma, Maui upset the balance of nature by stealing the heart.
Moana's dad, Chief Tui, believed the ocean was dangerous. The islanders were forbidden to sail beyond the reef.
Yeah, he didn't want them to sail too far, did he?
Your turn.
But little Moana felt a deep connection to the ocean and to all the creatures who belonged in it. She always wanted to help. Look at her. She really wants to get into the ocean. She's drawn to it.
And the ocean noticed. It gave Moana a special gift.
What was it?
The heart.
The heart of Te Fiti?
Yeah.
When Chief Tui picked up Moana, she dropped the gift.
Luckily, someone else picked it up.
Who picked it up? It was Grandma Tala. She believed the ocean's gift was the heart of Te Fiti. Oh yeah, it looks like a little gift in the palm of her hands. As she grew, Moana worked hard to help lead her people and follow her father's rules. But when Moana turned 16, Grandma Tala took her aside. "It's time to learn who you were meant to be," Grandma said. She led Moana to a hidden cavern full of ancient canoes.
When Moana started drumming, bam, bam, bam,
she could feel the spirits of her ancestors. They were wayfinders, voyages on the ocean. Grandma Tala's last wish was for Moana to journey across the ocean, find Maui, and restore the heart of Te Fiti. So, with the heart safe inside her necklace, Moana set sail.
But sailing on the open ocean was not easy for Moana, especially when a storm hit.
Wow, that is a massive storm. Look how big that wave is. I think she's in a bit of trouble. Huge wave. Moana and her boat washed up on a faraway island where she met Maui, the demigod.
He was not what Moana expected.
Yeah, she doesn't look impressed. He looks like he's a...
Because in the movie, she said, "I am Moana of Motunui."
Maui stole Moana's boat. But when he tried to sail away, the ocean made sure Moana went with him. The ocean wanted them to work together. It looks like the ocean is kind of pushing Moana around, putting her on the boat, putting her anywhere the ocean wanted to put her.
Maui promised to help return the heart of Te Fiti only if Moana helped him find his magic fish hook.
Oh, I like the idea of this magic fish hook.
But first they had to get past the Kakamura, an army of wild coconut-clad bandits.
They look really cute, like they're so little.
They were cute, like... And then they drawed angry faces on them.
Then they look all angry. Then they look all vicious. Then they had to dive into Lalatai, the realm of monsters. I remember this guy.
It's Shiny.
Shiny. Thinking fast, Moana tricked Tamatoa, a crab monster, and she and Maui retrieved the missing fish hook.
Along the way, Maui taught Moana how to wayfind, which is to use the sun, the stars, the moon, and the ocean current to navigate. And when the journey became too difficult, the spirit of Grandma Tala returned. "You know who you are meant to be," Grandma's spirit told Moana.
Oh, so it looks like Grandma came back and helped guide Moana. So then she knew where to go. Oh, when Moana and Maui finally reached Te Fiti, the mother island was gone. Instead, there was a lava monster named Teka. That lava monster looks pretty scary. I tell you what, if there was ever a real-life example of when the floor is lava, yeah, this is it. Teka is just like lava, and you do not want to stand on Teka.
When Moana had an idea, Maui and Moana tried everything, but they could not defeat Teka. Then Moana had an idea.
What was her idea? Summoning all her courage, Moana gave the heart to Teka. And Teka remembered who she was meant to be. Wow, Teka's changed. She's like a mother. Is that what you were saying? Like the Mother Island.
Yeah, it is the Mother Island.
Ah.
She was Te Fiti. With her heart restored, Te Fiti bloomed once again. The world was back in balance.
Oh, that is beautiful. Moana and Maui said goodbye. Big hugs. Their journey together was complete. Maui transformed into a hawk.
And flew away. It was time for Moana to turn to her people.
Wow. The young girl from Montanui knew exactly who she was meant to be. She was a daughter, a leader, and a wayfinder.
She was Moana.
She was Moana. What a lovely book. That was like one of my favourite stories and movies that we've watched this year, Theo. Yeah. Are you going to do a little guitar outro?
Guitar.
Okay, here comes a little guitar outro. And it is goodbye from Theo and Matt.